to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today is Tuesday, which means we have the Blueprint Power Hour that's going to start in just a moment. But before any of that, I have to say that Superhuman Radio is made possible through a very generous title sponsor fee paid by All American Pharmaceutical and EFX Sports. Check them out. Go to superhumanradio.net and click one of the banner ads. Go to their site, learn about their product, show them some love. They make it all happen.
Calling all Blueprint Army. Fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
How you doing, Rob?
I am doing well after what amounted to the scare of my life last Friday, which we'll talk a little bit about in the tip of the day.
Yeah.
But suffice it to say, health is everything, right?
Anything special going on over at CoachRobRegish.com?
I believe the window has closed for current customers and the deep, deep discount that we rolled the Ultimate Blueprint out with. There may be another email going out. There was some question as to whether or not we hit all the subscribers. But stay tuned to your inbox because we have other things coming with respect to the Ultimate Blueprint.
We're actually going to play a listener appreciation interview for the first two segments of the show, right?
Yep.
You want to talk about this guy that we're going to be listening to?
Yeah, Kirkland Hortley. I hope I'm doing justice to your last name and not butchering it.
But my guess is Warletti. I'm going to take a shot at that. So we have him covered one way or the other.
Kirkland is not only a customer, but he's a good friend of mine. He's, you know, it's really a blessing because I get to learn, too, from the guys that I service with the Blueprint Bulletin and various other things. He is an extremely well-conditioned athlete that has some keen insights, I think, on training, diet, and he even delves into what might be the future of physique training, you know, understanding from a DNA perspective what you're really best suited to, which is something that I could only have dreamed about when I got into this game in 1985.
We're just going to go ahead and roll his interview, and we may intervene here and there, but probably not. We'll let it run. Then after that segment, we'll run some commercials, come back, run the second segment, and then we'll get back to the normal Blueprint Power Hour where we answer your questions. Is that correct, Coach? That's how we're doing it?
Yes, sir. Yep, let's roll.
All right, so let's see what we have here.
Okay, everybody. This is Rob Regish, co-host of the Blueprint Power Hour, and today we have a special guest, Listener Appreciation Week, with Kirkland Horley. Now, Kirkland...
I think his last name is Warletti, right?
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Warletti.
That's Warletti. I did that then, too, Rob. How about that?
Sorry about that, Kirkland.
That's okay.
But Kirkland is not only a customer of mine, he's a good friend. And for any of you that have seen pictures of him, he is one of, if not the most cut, well-conditioned strength athletes I have ever seen. And, you know, that's coming from somebody who, you know, I do this for a living and I'm in it every day. So I would like to... have a discussion, Kirkland, maybe a little bit about introduce yourself, what got you into physical culture, and then whatever insights you can provide on training, diet, nutrition, whatever has worked for you, because clearly it is working for you, and a lot of us would like to be where you are.
All right. Like you said, my name is Kirkland Warletti, and before I get started, I'd just like to say that it really is an honor to be on SHR. That's one of the podcasts that kind of really got me looking into all these different things that I do. So I appreciate everything you guys do. It means a lot to be on here.
Yeah.
But I guess when I got started, I'm wanting to say the first thing that really inspired me to get started was watching a Hodge Twins YouTube video, of all things. And I guess just at the time, I thought, man, these guys know everything, which, you know, they're marketing geniuses. But I went on to later find out, I got into programs such as MI40 and Fortitude Training and all these different things. And I learned all these basic principles, I guess, of weight training,
right,
and kind of the hierarchy of importance, things like that.
Right.
And then I remember sitting on my porch one day needing something to listen to. I was painting the porch, actually, and sun's real hot, and I was kind of getting bored just painting, and I needed something to listen to. And I was kind of looking on Anabolic Minds, and I saw this thread that said Superhuman Radio, and I thought, well, what's this all about? And that's the first experience I had with you guys. It was a Blueprint Power Hour, of all things. So, yeah. And that's kind of, you know, led me down all these different rabbit holes.
Yeah. Now, how old were you at the time, Kirkland?
Well, when I got started about, I want to say 20. I lifted in high school for football, but then I took a hiatus because I thought it wasn't for me.
Right.
And I guess about 22, I got started back up. I'm about to turn 28.
Wow. So it's still quite a young man. Where are you coming from a somatype perspective? Were you an ectomorph, a mesomorph, an endomorph? I mean, we hear so many times, you know, people come from one extreme to the other. I came from the ectomorph. Carl came from the endomorph. Where did you come from, and how does that play into the condition that you ultimately got into today?
Well, if you look at me, I guess physically I kind of resemble somewhere between the spectrum of ectomeso, but I mean, with the genetics that my family's given me and some of the testing I had done, I lean more towards the endo, and I mean, I can literally put on weight like it's nobody's business. So it's just not good weight, you know?
Right, right. Now, you used an interesting term there, some of the testing that you had done in your genetics. Can you talk a little bit about that and what kind of value that you perceived you got out of it?
The company that I used was fitnessgenes.com, and they tested 41 different genes. And for me, it was kind of a lot of the stuff I had figured out through trial and error,
right,
already about myself, but it was comforting to know that some of the methods that I'm using are actually working. For instance, just real quick, I jotted a few notes down here. My UCP3 gene, it's an uncoupling protein gene. I'm in the single digit three percentile for having a high metabolic rate. So that's telling me that some of these things I've done have adapted my metabolism to run at a much higher rate than, most people. My MCT1 gene, which deals with lactic acid and metabolite clearing, it's in the top 13 percentile. So some of these training styles that I use for mitochondrial adaptation, it seems to be that they're working somewhat. And my ADRB2 gene, which deals with beta-2 receptors and adrenaline,
right,
and fat breakdown, it's in the top 5 percentile.
So this to me is the really relevant part, maybe for the audience listening and people that are new to physical culture. You didn't just wing it. You didn't just, you know, do all trial and error. You put some science and some information to work, and I'm guessing as a result of that, you cut your, you know, learning curve by quite a bit, you know, maybe 10 or more years. And it sounds like what you've been doing has certainly been working. So,
well, I mean, I think it has sped things up quite a bit, but for me, it's really where I'm getting to that point where I'm not getting as much return as I used to.
Yeah.
And I'm really just trying to push past that any way that I possibly can. And
right. So what you're doing is clearly working. And anybody that's seen your pictures knows this. Could you talk maybe about one, two, three things that make the biggest difference for you that maybe somebody listening can derive a benefit from?
Yeah, I think the first thing that everybody should learn how to do is exercise execution. And when I say execution, I mean in a manner that creates the most amount of tension in the desired muscle group as possible. Tension is, in my opinion, is king when it comes to the variables of overload. It makes everything else possible and it enhances everything else. You know, you have several different variables of overload. You have the weight used, you have reps, you have muscular damage from a stretched position, you have your total volume, your density, your frequency, and your the metabolite buildup during training. But without tension, none of these things are really all that achievable. You can't really adjust those little volume knobs or on your soundboard, so to speak, without having tension to drive that. And I think that really once anybody learns to do that, they will get some sort of result off of any program or any valid program.
Yeah, I mean, I've made the point before that, you know, if you go into the gym and to get stronger and you trigger growth, that sets everything else in motion. So I'm guessing that's obviously true for you as well. And then from there, you know, how big of a factor is diet in the results that you obtain?
Definitely huge. I've set up a process where I have attempted to basically fat adapt as much as possible and become as metabolically flexible as possible. And I kind of have this little micro progression of, I guess you would call steps, this little micro progression of things that I do to cause fat adaptation. And once you get that done, it makes really, I guess, the liberties you can take with your diet much greater. And basically, it's like another accelerator for body composition.
Yeah. By fat adapted, you mean low carb?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, it's almost a cyclical type approach. I can kind of run through the process really quickly, hitting bullet points if you would like me to.
Sure.
Okay. I guess a couple summers ago when I started to really try to do this, first thing I would do would, about every other training session, I would train completely fasted for mitochondrial adaptation. And then I would alternate workouts. I would microdose MCT oils. And when I say microdose, I mean like 1 gram, 2 gram throughout the training session and throughout cardio, just to kind of get my body used to running on that type of source is the logic. Now I basically use exogenous ketones instead of MCT because I just like them better. I like the mindset that they give me better. I tried to avoid high GI carbs during this period. I understand that, you know, post-workout, they're going to give you better glycogen replenishment, et cetera, and lower your cortisol, you know, all those things. But at the time, I'm wanting to make it to where carbs are not as quickly available to my system, to where my body has to run to some other source of fuel to use instead of glucose. I would always break my fasts with a higher fat, higher protein meal. And I would basically use sort of a carb backloading approach where after training, I would get most of my carbs in, but they would be things like cruciferous vegetables, like broccoli, cabbage, things like that, cauliflower. And I would actually, once my gut got in order from before this, I would use resistant starches. I've kind of replaced some of my carbs with resistant starches. just to get some of that that butyrate production in the gut, and overnight hopefully form some mitochondria. Once I got that down, once I was fat adapted, I would do a like a glycogen depletion type thing, train fasted, and the training has to reflect that. You know, you have a lot of reps in there, and it's not necessarily super intense. You don't want to get injured, but you want to burn out all that glycogen. And then once you're in, once you have that goal accomplished, I would train and take have a higher carb day, higher protein day with a lower fat day. And the logic there is your body is utilizing more fat stores to provide energy for protein synthesis. The carbs that you take in are more likely to restore glycogen. The body's used to being running off fat when you're giving it all these exogenous sources, you know, in your diet. And then when you take them away, it still wants to run off fat for a short amount of time. Yeah. So it's got to get those fat stores from somewhere, you know. So, I mean, and you've got all these, your body has to have energy for protein synthesis and everything. So for a short amount of time, I don't want to say you can trick it, but you can kind of coerce your body into saying, hey, maybe I'll utilize some of these cleaved fatty acids that I've taken from training to fuel this protein synthesis.
Wow.
Was that clear? Or, I mean...
No, I think, you know, we get the gist of it there. You're on a lower, but not necessarily low-carb diet.
Well, it's not actually low-carb. I'm taking in about 300 grams of carbs per day.
Okay.
It's just a matter of building yourself up, building your metabolism up to get used to that, to where it perceives it as, you know, hey, I don't have to use these carbs. I can use this fat instead.
Okay. So really what you did was you kind of methodically found your tolerance for carbohydrates and by starting maybe at 50 and then 100 and then ultimately getting up to a pretty high level. It's certainly not a lower carb diet, so it proves it can be done that way. My only other question on diet is, how much were total calories a factor?
Well, I'm still building up my metabolism, so right now I'm taking in, last night I took in 3,200 calories and close to 300 grams of carbs. But like it's cyclical though, and that's how you build up a metabolism. Like for instance, last week, I lost a pound last week and I was taking in 4,000 calories a day. But that's not always, you know, it's like your body goes through these waves, these cycles where you got to set your body up to do that. If I took in 4,000 calories this week, I'm pretty sure I would, you know, gain a pound or two. But it's just the way that everything works out.
So the audience understands, what are you currently body fat wise percentage?
I'm not very good with numbers. I would say that I'm like probably the 11, 12, 10% range, but you know, I go to the gym and just for fun, I've looked on these like the Fit Scan app on my phone, and it's always saying I'm in the 8 to 10.
I was going to say, but going by pictures alone, you're certainly in single digits, and I would even think, you know, maybe the mid to lows. I mean, really the condition that you're in is phenomenal. I think, you know, sharing with us the fact that you put a little science behind this to better understand your body. You certainly have the training end of things sewn up and the diet end of things. I guess the only other question I'd have is, how much cardio do you do to stay that lean?
I vary that too, and it's I'll vary HIIT and low intensity steady state. Normally, I kind of like just to use it to wind down after training. I might do 20 minutes, something like that.
Right.
just to kind of to get some cardio in, for one, and just to kind of meditate, I guess, to really just calm down to where I can get to sleep at night. And I think one of the big things that's underrated, though, is low-intensity, steady-state cardio. I think that it helps your body utilize oxygen better, and I think anytime you can do that, you're going to be better at burning fat.
Right.
So I do think it's important, but I think it's different just for everybody. I'm sure there's some people out there that can get much leaner than me without having to do much cardio at all. I would say I do a moderate amount in my case.
Yeah, you know, I would echo those comments. Some of the leanest people I know, it's not because they perform hours and hours of endless cardio. It's because their resistance training is matched to their goal and, of course, their diet to fat loss.
Yeah.
So, is there anything else that you didn't touch on that you might say was really plays into results like that? Because, you know, there are a lot of people that achieve this condition, but from what I can tell, you've held this condition for a long time.
We have to take a break. So let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, he'll answer that question so that the audience can just sit tight. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour and Kirkland Warletti. Stay tuned.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
74% of Americans are living with digestive issues. They take pills and potions to mask the symptoms but never address the root cause. Introducing GI Ultramax Pro, a complex of scientifically substantiated all-star ingredients that reestablish your gut's operating system, allowing you to be better shielded against the bad actors in your food and environment. The gut is complicated, and it takes GI Ultramax Pro to deliver real long-lasting results. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the GI Ultramax Pro banner ad or visit MotherEarthLabs.com and use code SHR for free shipping. What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but 6 of their top sellers. That's right, 6 different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products to dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
When's the last time you look forward to taking your pre-workout? I mean, like thinking about it the night before, shaking it up, anticipating the way it tastes? The music starts to thump louder. The weight starts to get lighter. Get ready to feel that way. Bounty Hunter is that pre-workout. Bounty Hunter will make you believe in pre-workouts again. Get free shipping with code SHR on a jug of ridiculously delicious, badass vanilla bourbon Bounty Hunter. Go to WildWestNutrition.com or click the banner ad at SuperhumanRadio.net.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good. Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by CoachRobRegish.com. Go there today, be stronger tomorrow. And don't believe you need the flu vax to avoid the flu. I had the flu for literally half a day.
Oh, man.
And I'm happy to share with anybody how I knocked it out. And I knocked it out. No fever. The sore throat is gone already. I got a little aches, but man, if this was the flu that everybody's complaining about, I just took it to school.
That's a great story, man.
I would like to hear about that as well.
Well, let's answer the question. Pose the question again, Rob, that we broke off and as we went to the break.
So we covered a lot of the fundamentals, the science behind it, the training, the diet, the cardio. Was there anything else, Kirkland, that you think was responsible for not just achieving this condition, like I said, maintaining it and holding this position for as long as you have? I mean, I have to believe you're not one to put on 20 to 30 pounds in the off season.
Well, you'd be surprised.
Really?
The one time that I really did go all out during a summer, I did put on about 10 pounds of lean mass, and it was about 15 pounds total. But, you know, I know that's not super overboard, but for me, it's, you know, psychologically, that's kind of a big deal. And it, honestly, the pictures that you see are not the leanest I've ever been. I've gotten down to probably close to competition shape, about 6%. I've had the, you know, the piano key obliques and all that.
Right.
And, it's not a pretty picture, especially hormonally speaking. Like it, you know, holding that for a month or so really messes with your hormones. And in fact, the last time I got my testosterone tested, it was at 292.
Yikes.
Yeah, I mean, it's really depression's real sometimes, you know.
That was the result of a severe diet?
I think so, honestly.
Overtraining? It could be overtraining, too, you know.
I was overtraining at the time. I mean, to get in that kind of shape, you know, where you could enter a competition, not saying that I could hang with the guys that enter them, you know, but get in that kind of condition where you could enter and holding that for that long, it's not healthy. There's no way. And,
yeah.
But,
Go ahead. I was just going to say, I can distinctly remember in my experiments with cutting, I felt absolutely miserable. I'm sure my test was probably way down. I don't know if it was that low. But, everything you're describing to me is consistent with being able to stay lean and in great condition long term, meaning you don't go on a 1,000-calorie-a-day diet and stay there, because where do you go from there?
Exactly. Every micro progression is relative to where you were before, and it doesn't take huge changes to disrupt homeostasis. And I learned that the hard way. You know, I've been to the point where I was 140 pounds and I couldn't even see my abs. That was the first time I experimented with fasting, and I did it every single day, and I got caught up with a number on a scale. So I've been from one unhealthy to extreme to you know, another.
Yeah.
And like I said, my hormones may never recover. I don't know. But on a positive note, the condition that I'm at right now, I could hold it almost effortlessly regardless, just because I think I've developed an approach that works for me. And some of the people that I train seems to work pretty well for them too.
Yeah, that was more to my point. You know, you're able to hold that, in your words, effortlessly. And I imagine that's because of the lifestyle that you've cultivated to get here.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Going through all those experiences, I think, I don't want to like toot my own horn because I'm nothing impressive, but going through all those experiences, I think made me a little bit mentally tougher. And where some people see things as acts of huge mental fortitude or willpower, for me, it's just kind of, it's life, you know?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Sorry. I think the important thing for making progress, though, is something that you preach on here a lot, is just the power of information, finding a plan that works for you, sticking with it, and having faith that it's going to come through for you in some way in the end, and then also being inspired, which is really what you guys have done for me. That's really the big part that SHR has played for me, is the inspiration from you two guys is incredible. I see some of these like the transformation Carl's made, and I look at mine, and it's like they're completely the opposite ends of the spectrum. I'm coming from being a 140-pound string bean to where I'm at, whereas Carl, I mean, what he's done, it seems like, man, what I've done is nothing compared to, you know, the long-term goal that he's set and is sticking to and is continuing to accomplish each and every day.
Yeah,
and you know the sticking to it part is what no one really gets.
Exactly.
Like I was talking to Elisa this morning, and I said, "You realize since March of last year, when I took those pictures where I was down to 234 or 232, and I had abs again, and I was all muscled up, and everybody thought it was great." I've only lost 6 pounds on the scale since then, since March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, January, like 10 months. I only lost 6 pounds on the scale. In fact, I only weigh myself maybe once a month because I don't care about what I weigh.
Right.
I can see, my veins all the way up into the middle of my thighs now. My arms, my arms, the skin on my arms all the way up to my biceps is paper thin now. My chest, my chesticles are going away. And so, you know, who cares? People would go, God, that's 6 pounds in 10 months. That's nothing. Oh, no. Look at my shoulders, how big and round they are. Look at my chest, how big and wide it is. Look at my biceps have never been this big before. So I don't care that I've only lost 6 pounds. That doesn't discourage me. What I look for is looking at myself in the mirror and going, damn, look at my lats. You know, my waist is getting smaller and smaller because my pants are fitting looser and looser. You know, there's nothing like putting on a pair of pants that just came out of the dryer, no less. And you got like 2 inches of play in the waist. You're like, damn, you know, I'm going to have to cinch these to keep them on. So. Really, I don't get the whole scale thing anyway. I just don't. I don't pay attention to it. I don't care about it. In fact, I'd rather be 230 pounds and be 10% body fat than be 218 pounds. I got friends, all they care about is losing weight. I got to lose 10 pounds. Dude, people who get cancer lose 10 pounds overnight, man. Why don't you just get cancer? Oh, no, that's different. Why is it different? Why do people only focus on weight loss as the metric for success? That has nothing to do with success. Nothing at all. Ask the anorexic person who's shrinking if they think that that's a really great a great goal. It's not.
Well, I can speak to personal experience from that. I got a couple points about that, actually. That 140 pounds where I couldn't see my abs, I was starting out at 180 pounds. That becoming obsessed with that number on the scale was the most unhealthy thing I believe I've ever done to myself in my life. And also, you say somebody with cancer can lose 10 pounds. literally, there have been nights, I'm not even joking, that I've lost 20 pounds overnight. You're going to call, you think I'm crazy, but just 20 pounds of water overnight. And, I mean, it's like, whoop-de-doo, you know? I don't look any better. My body composition hasn't changed. I don't have any more muscle. I haven't lost any fat. You know, I've lost 20 pounds of water and food, you know?
Yeah, you know, I hear that from so many people that are slaves to the scale. But you said it, and I think you summed it up eloquently. It was probably the biggest mistake that you made in this game yet. And listen, I made that mistake, too, going in the other direction. If I gained a couple pounds, it was a good day. If I lost a couple, I got depressed. So, you know, excellent points all around. All around. Is there anything else, Kirkland, you think needs to be said here?
Well, I mean, I can talk about anything you want, but I know you guys got a show to do that I look forward to listening to as well. So, you know, it's really up to you guys.
Carl, do we have time? Or
well, I think that we probably need to end his interview now if we're going to get to questions that people sent in.
Yeah, sure.
Sounds fine with me.
It's been great having you on the show, too, by the way.
Guys, I really appreciate the opportunity. It means a lot.
And you know what? If you're listening to this interview, you can be on the show, too. Send your information to onair@superhumanradio.net. Tell us why you should be on the Blueprint Power Hour. Very, very simple, and you'll be on.
Yeah. Thanks for the info, Kirkland. It was really helpful.
My pleasure, man. Anytime.
All right.
And we're going to take one quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll pick it up with questions from listeners. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Age Force's popular DHEA plus pregnenolone patches. Buy one, get one free. That's right. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Age Force banner ad today and take advantage of this amazing patch that delivers both DHEA and pregnenolone through the skin into the bloodstream. Again, superhumanradio.net listeners, go to the website and click the Age Force buy one, get one free DHEA and pregnenolone patch today. Take advantage of this amazing offer. What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
74% of Americans are living with digestive issues. They take pills and potions to mask the symptoms but never address the root cause. Introducing GI Ultramax Pro, a complex of scientifically substantiated all-star ingredients that reestablish your gut's operating system, allowing you to be better shielded against the bad actors in your food and environment. The gut is complicated, and it takes GI Ultramax Pro to deliver real long-lasting results. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the GI Ultramax Pro banner ad or visit MotherEarthLabs.com and use code SHR for free shipping.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Watching you. Welcome back. We're live. That was a long interview. By the way, do you have life insurance? If you don't, it's really reckless because when you die, and we will all die, you will leave someone else with a burden, or you will leave them with the ability to cope with your loss. And if you do have life insurance, you are probably spending more money than you have to if you're not using Health IQ to buy your life insurance through, because Health IQ caters to people like us, people who train, people who can deadlift their body weight. They have a quiz, and they save you money. Go to healthiq.com/SHR and fill out the quiz and see how much you can save. Check them out. Okay, Rob, so now we have a question, and this is live, from Paco Mellon. Paco says, I've been doing a lot of research on hypertrophy routines, and I see the German volume training method recommended a lot. Can you tell me if it's a good routine to follow, or should I be doing something else?
Yeah, for those unfamiliar, the classic version of German volume training is to perform 10 sets of 10 reps using largely compound movement. It's also a faster paced protocol, meaning rest between sets is usually something on the order of 90 seconds, sometimes even faster. So over the years, it's been tweaked by various trainers, and most recently, Charles Poliquin's been a strong, strong advocate of it. It has been a while since I performed a GVT routine. I think I tried it about a decade ago, maybe longer. I'll be honest. I got absolutely nothing out of it, which surprised me because it came highly recommended by a number of training authorities. So to get up to speed on what the protocol looks like today, I did some research online, and I was shocked to see just how often it's recommended. You know, if you're not growing, German volume training. You want to grow big, German volume training. You know, it seems as if anyone's having difficulty putting on size, it's the go-to program out there. Well, a recent study just may change your opinion. German volume training was compared to a 5 sets of 10 protocol. And it's important to point out this study used experienced weight trainers. You know, most of the time they're recruiting untrained college subjects who respond to anything. So be that as it may, the results weren't pretty. In 6 weeks of training, lean body mass increase for the 5-set group was on the order of 2.7%. In the German volume training group, it was only 1.9%. So while both groups gained muscle, the 5-set group showed greater gains in trunk and especially total arm mass. I suspect 10 sets of 10 results in way too much cortisol backlash. Now, that's speculation on my part, but it just wasn't for me. And this study, it just adds to my feelings on it. So the question is, what kind of hypertrophy training should you follow? My first can't-miss recommendation would be 5 sets of 5. This should be your go-to, no-brainer training method whenever you're in doubt as to what to do. Just keep the rest intervals consistent. I would suggest no more than 2 minutes, 90 seconds probably being the better option is when pure hypertrophy is the goal. It seems a total of 25 reps is almost ideal, at least when using big barbell lifts. You can probably juice the hypertrophy more by using 5-second negatives, and you can, and this is the important part about 5x5, you can milk it a long time, long, long time. The other training method I would suggest is not too far removed from German volume training, Vince Gironda's old 8 sets of 8 protocol, the most important facet of which is this, the rest intervals. Vince specified just 15 to 30 seconds, so it's really fast-paced, and before you know it, it's done. You know, use big basic exercises, and this is the key. Do nothing else that day. Individuals that have been stuck and they need a jolt to jumpstart muscle growth will do really well with that system. You're going to be surprised. It really ratchets up workload density. And if you recall, density is that critical component that Charles Staley brought back to the forefront for us. So that's how it triggers growth. Get your 20 grams of Thrive post-workout and call it a day. As with all of this advice, make sure you're eating an extra 500 to 600 calories a day and of course, getting your sleep. So that's the 411 on German volume training and, more importantly, some better solutions for you.
Next question comes from Jeff Peterson. He says, I've heard you talk about curcumin for lifters a lot and noticed that you have ashwagandha and rhodiola in Tranquilogen too. Are there any other herbs that may be useful for lifters looking to for greater size and strength?
Yeah, you know, the world of herbs is vast, and we haven't even begun to tap the full potential yet. Indeed, there are many that can help people that resistance train, in addition to maintaining excellent health. So off the top of my head, here are a few others. These are my short list. Ginger. Ginger is probably one of, if not the, most overlooked herb and spice there is. It's been shown to boost testosterone levels, lower cortisol, certainly improves digestion, and has a whole host of other benefits. The kicker is that for optimal test enhancement, you have to be using up to 10 grams a day. So as such, look for the extracts. Now, Carl, I know you used to have one for sale. Do you have any product recommendations?
You can go on the internet, and if you just Google bulk ginger extract and make sure you get something that is a minimum of 5% standardized for ginger rolls,
yep,
you're going to get a good product.
Okay, cool. All right, next on the list is Cesus. Cesus quadrangularis is amazing for joint and even soft tissue injuries, especially tendons and ligaments. The lower percentage extracts, 5% or thereabouts, are better for injury relief. The higher percentage extracts are supposedly good for muscle enhancement. I never saw anything dramatic beyond a better pump in the gym. For injuries, though, Cesus is pure gold. Next up, Boswellia serrata, fantastic analgesic and anti-inflammatory. Boswellia pairs really well with glucosamine chondroitin, and it works faster to provide pain relief. It is way, way underrated. Next up is our old friend Tribulus. Much maligned, and only now are we seeing the science catch up, a quality trib is a good adjunct to weight training, in my opinion. Why? It's not so much the test increase, although it's there. It was found to be nominal in at least one study. Let's call it 12%. But a 20% jump in IGF-1 is a big deal, as is it's a fantastic libido enhancer, and it helps erections. So, you know, there's a reason people keep buying it. Those are two or three of them. And finally, we get to fenugreek. Of all the underappreciated herbs that I've mentioned, this might be the biggest. Whatever Trib does, a quality fenugreek does even better, and then some, in my opinion. Now, most of Trib's beneficial effects are owed to its ferrostenolic saponin content. Fenugreek contains even more ferrostenolic saponins per gram, along with other benefits. It's been found to increase growth hormone, increase free testosterone, improve glucose control. The latter effect probably results from its 4-hydroxyisoleucine content. It may also work via the gelling effect that it has on food, basically holds the food in the small intestine longer. Goes back to its unique fiber content, something called galactomannan. It's even been shown to increase fat loss and endurance. So, you know, that is a vast number of benefits. Getting back to its saponin content, fenugreek at around a gram a day is fantastic for libido and erections. Why? The saponins increase nitric oxide levels in the body, the same mechanism by which Viagra and other ED drugs use. Lots of reports of random wood, if you will. But more importantly, if it's going on, if that kind of vasodilation is going on below the belt, it's going on elsewhere, like in your coronary arteries. And that's a really good thing, especially for people that are predisposed to heart disease. Like the others here, finding and using good fenugreek is the key. Sabinta makes a really good one under the trade name Fenusterols. The problem is it's really hard to find in isolation. It usually shows up in formulas as a number with a number of other ingredients. Luckily, Solaray makes an inexpensive alternative, and it works fantastically well. These are 620-milligram capsules, so two a day gets you to the grocery store. Although this product doesn't list a percentage of ferrostenolic saponins on the label, it works better than some of the 70% ferrostenolic saponin products that I've used in the past. So that's your short list of herbs, nature's original drugs, and with far fewer side effects to be worried about.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have more questions. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
A-T-R-A-N-T-I-L, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000, or shop for apparel that
People at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number 1.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained, fasted, and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. So here's something that comes around over and over again. This question from Jerry Allen. Where do you come down on TMG, trimethylglycine, also known as betaine something? It sounds like the next creatine, and I'm curious to know your opinion. How much, when, and for my curiosity's sake, why would I want to experiment with it?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So a little history. I first experimented with TMG almost 20 years ago after it showed up in livestock studies. Farmers were adding it to their feed so that the animals, you know, would improve their muscle-to-fat ratio when they brought it to market. At the time, the only bulk material in this country was sold by Beyond a Century. Beyond a Century is a family-owned operation up in Maine, and you would be wise to give them some of your business. They are truly great people, with a number of great products, including, now that I think of it, a good ginger extract. Be that as it may, my first experiments with TMG were underwhelming. Frankly, I gave up on it after just one or two bottles. And then, many years later, TMG started showing up more and more in mainstream products. It wasn't long before the study results started rolling in. If you look at the entire body of literature, results have been mixed, but at this point, there are a dozen studies showing that found that it accelerates gains in lean body mass and fat loss. So we also know it's got some key health benefits, such as its ability to lower homocysteine levels. I used it when my homocysteine started creeping up. I did, I think, 3 grams a day for a month. Boom, brought it right down. And the reason it does that is it's rich in methyl groups. As you pointed out, also known as betaine, I much prefer the TMG acronym due to its descriptive nature, trimethylglycine. So it's the amino acid glycine with three methyl groups attached. The glycine benefits those of us who, glycine for the weight trainer that it's good for us shouldn't be a surprise. The literature on its effects goes back decades. So, you know, we know it's good for us. We know it may benefit lean body mass and strength. And even better, it's relatively inexpensive. What isn't so well known is its ability to cut cortisol levels pretty acutely.
Wow.
Yeah, in and around the workout. It's incredibly important also due to methylation, the process of methylation in the liver. And, a subject like that alone warrants an entire show on such. And, in fact, I know that you did one, Carl, because...
With Adele.
Yeah, I mean, that show... Oh, I think you did one even prior to that.
Well, we did an interview about trimethylglycine causing a drop in body fat and an increase in muscle mass, and both Lisa and I went out and bought bottles of it and started using it. But it's one of those things that if you don't use it every day for months and months and months, you don't notice anything.
Yeah, and even then, it's not creatine. You know,
right.
It's more subtle. But that show that you did was instrumental in my placing TMG and Synthogen. It was the finishing touch I was looking for. By itself, most will find TMG underwhelming, especially if they're comparing it to something like creatine. I've gone as high as 10 grams a day. You're not going to notice anything dramatic, which, let's be honest, it's what most people are looking for, dramatic results. However, when co-ingested with the right ingredients, I think it's absolute dynamite. So in addition to squashing cortisol, that you'll get from heavy weight training, it seems to magnify and extend the duration of action of a lot of those other ingredients that I mentioned. You know, how it does this, I don't know. I'll be honest. I can't really tell you. But it's clear that it does because when I pulled it out of Synthogen, it wasn't Synthogen anymore. It really adds a lot. So if you're up for experimenting, I would suggest around 3 grams prior to exercise. You know, that won't have the horsepower that it exhibits when used with other compounds, but it should cut down on the acute cortisol release from training and may even give you a bump in IGF-1. The latest study I saw that looked at the mechanism for how it's growing muscle showed an increase, not necessarily in IGF-1, but in IGF-1 receptors. So if we put our critical thinking caps on for a minute, I mentioned during the last question, tribulus has been shown to increase IGF-1 20%. If TMG increases IGF-1 receptor sites, well, those two should go together like peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
At least it's worth experimenting with. So that's the 411 on TMG. I use it. I am using a lot of it right now, and I think ultimately over time, TMG will continue to accrue a lot of positive studies showing, physique enhancement potential. It's never going to be creatine.
Ergolog just published a paper on the betaine name, calling it betaine.
Yeah.
And this concurs with a blog post that Subversity published that 2.5 grams a day can cause fat cells to literally disintegrate.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. So it I was like, oh, I've got that TMG. I think I'm going to start taking it again.
Yeah. And a lot of people don't realize it's cheap as dirt.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get 500 grams for around $15.
Yeah.
So, dosing it high is not a cost-prohibitive little adventure if you want to go there.
I mean, in my experience, the key to these types of supplements is buy enough to last you 6 months and then commit to taking it for 6 months. If you take it, if you buy it every month, you don't notice the changes rapidly enough to go, oh, it's time to reorder. You may actually say, I don't even know why I'm taking that. But if you just buy a bulk of it and use it, I did that with glutamine for my gut.
Right.
I just bought 4 kilos of it, and I decided I'm going to use it every single day, and I did, and my gut got so much better.
Yeah, and, let's face it, the amount of muscle you can build is directly related to how much food you can assimilate. So suffice it to say, TMG is one of those little things. I think when done consistently, it really adds up. Something like I've discussed there was a study, folks that ate a dozen olives a day.
Right.
They put on 2.2 pounds of muscle and shed about the same amount of fat. You know, add that to TMG and what you get out of that. Add that to a couple more of the little, you know.
Tweaks and tricks, yeah.
Tips and tricks. You know, pretty soon it all adds up. 10 pounds of muscle gain, 10 pounds of fat loss. That makes a noticeable difference.
Just do it long enough.
Yep.
That's it. We're going to take our last commercial break. And when we come back, we have the blueprint tip of the day. Stay tuned.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenix Prime and then trained, fasted, and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenix Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenix Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Ketogenix banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenix Prime. I couldn't have done it without it. Age Force's popular DHEA plus pregnenolone patches. Buy one, get one free. That's right. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Age Force banner ad today and take advantage of this amazing patch that delivers both DHEA and pregnenolone through the skin into the bloodstream. Again, superhumanradio.net listeners, go to the website and click the Age Force Buy One, Get One Free DHEA and Pregnenolone Patch today. Take advantage of this amazing offer.
When's the last time you look forward to taking your pre-workout? I mean, like thinking about it the night before, shaking it up, anticipating the way it tastes. The music starts to thump louder. The weight starts to get lighter. Get ready to feel that way. Bounty Hunter is that pre-workout. Bounty Hunter will make you believe in pre-workouts again. Get free shipping with code SHR on a jug of ridiculously delicious, badass, vanilla bourbon Bounty Hunter. Go to WildWestNutrition.com or click the banner ad at SuperHumanRadio.net.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but 6 of their top sellers. That's right, 6 different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Yo, give me something to dance to.
Josie's on a vacation, fire.
Welcome back. So I happen to know what the blueprint tip of the day is. And it's funny because it's funny, but it's not funny. I mean, but it is funny only because recently, I don't know if any of you have noticed, but there have been lots of commercials about stroke. How do you know you're having a stroke? It's better to err on the side of caution because you never know if you're really having a stroke. Have you heard any of those commercials in your marketplace, Rob?
I haven't, no.
They run them here in Louisville all the time. You know what? You may not even know that you're having a stroke, so get down to the emergency room now. I mean, they're literally telling people that. Like, no, I'm definitely not having a stroke. No, you may be. It's like they try to get people into the emergency room for stroke right now for some reason. I don't know what the deal is.
Well, better safe than sorry, right?
Yeah, but you really had a reason to be scared.
Yeah, so the tip of the day is Coach Rob gets the scare of his life. So sometimes you can be so focused on a goal in the weight room, you forget what underpins performance, your health. Of course, we hear that phrase all the time, health is everything. We nod our heads and go about our days. But sometimes it takes a health scare to make you really appreciate it. So such was the case last Friday as I began, you know, training my first client of the day. I took an empty barbell from its racks and placed it on the floor. I didn't notice anything out of sorts, you know, no dizziness, no sharp or even minor pains that would kind of belie what came next. But as I slid the last 45 on the bar, and I only put two of them on there, and I stood up, something was really wrong. So as I began walking toward the front desk of this gym that I train folks in, I suddenly realized I couldn't feel my right arm. And I don't mean I had pins and needles or that it felt numb. I mean, literally, couldn't feel my arm. Nothing. Nada. I could still contract my muscles and in kind of in an effort to shake things off. But as I did so, it was literally like watching someone else's arm flail around in front of me. I couldn't feel a thing. And for the first time in a long time, I was really scared. By the time I got to the front desk, thank God, the feeling came back. You know, it was like it was good as new. Whatever happened was like turning off a light switch and then flipping it back on. It was that stark. So I then returned to the gym floor to load the reverse hyper. And after doing that, again, I stood up to walk to the front of the gym. This time, my right leg was failing me. It didn't go completely dead like the arm. But it was enough to let me know that something was wrong. So at that point, because they had an inversion table there, I hopped on it for 2 minutes. I got off, and gratefully, I've been fine since. But as you can imagine, I was thinking heart attack, stroke, something awful like that. So I finished up with my client, and then I went right to the ER. Unfortunately, because it was a Friday night, it was mobbed. I wasn't getting in for a long time. So not having any of the symptoms, I went home for a good night's sleep, and then I went back on Saturday. Upon being admitted, they did all sorts of tests, funny tests, like, you know, can you raise your eyebrows, smile, you know, do this with your face, touch this with your tip of your finger. They also did an EKG. And I don't understand a lot about these tests other than an EKG looks at your heart function. So after examining my test results, doctor came in to proclaim I have pristine heart function. They ruled out the fact that it wasn't a TIA or a stroke. So I was good to go there. At that point, I asked about blockages, right, thinking it might be an artery or something. She said no, that would have showed up on the EKG. I then inquired about blood clots, you know, problems in the brain, whether I should get a CAT scan, etc. She said if there were any of those, it would have shown up on the other tests that they did on me, and she really didn't feel it was worth the radiation. Frankly, those were her comments. So, in other words, they were baffled, and so am I. Now, I suspect it may have had something to do with a 900-pound rack pull I did the day before. Whatever it was, it scared the bejesus out of me. You know, it's one thing if you hurt your back, your elbow or your shoulder. Even though it's pain, at least you can still feel something, right? My arm literally went dead, not numb, dead, as if it wasn't even attached to my body. At that point, I would have given anything to feel pain. You know, think about that. The next time you get hurt, pain is a blessing. Whatever it was, it really let me appreciate how important your health is. It happened in an instant. And this is the second time I've actually lived the saying of your life can change in the blink of an eye. Whoever said that, they weren't kidding. Take care of yourselves out there, guys and girls. That's the moral of this story, because your health is indeed your most precious asset.
Yeah. And the older you get, the scarier these kind of things happen. Like, I was talking to Ken O'Neill this morning, and I was saying, you know, I'm kind of in a funk right now. I haven't slept well in the past couple nights, and this happens. It comes and goes. I sleep really well for weeks, and then all of a sudden I have a couple nights where I just can't sleep.
Right.
And I haven't been in the gym. Well, I'll tell you, last time I was in the gym. So last time I was actually in the gym training was the 16th, 4 days ago.
Yep.
And so, you know, I said to Ken, I said, when you go through these little phases and you're young, you know it's just a phase. But when you're older, you think to yourself, what happens if this is the way it's going to be? What if this is the new normal?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just not going to sleep well anymore. And that means that my training is going to suffer and my health is going to suffer. That's the only difference when you get older. When you're young, you know you can wait it out. You got a lot of wick on the candle. You're like, oh, I'm going to be down and out for a month. No big deal. Now it's like, what if in a month I don't feel better?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, as you age, you get injured more frequently, and those injuries don't heal nearly as quickly, if they heal at all.
Yeah.
So it becomes a question of, is this, you know, permanent? And if it is, well, you know, my quality of life is obviously affected. I need to make some changes. And that's probably the toughest thing, making changes. You know, I've heard the term from doctors over and over, why don't you train just to maintain? Well,
but that's not true. You can't. The doctors don't understand what they're saying. That's like saying, don't upgrade your home. Just maintain it. Well, you know what ends up happening? You have duct tape holding drawers on. And if you don't upgrade and repair, you can't maintain, because everything falls at some point in time. Everything around you is falling apart. Everything you're trying to just maintain. You're like the guy on the Ed Sullivan Show with all the plates. You have to upgrade constantly in order to maintain.
Yeah. You know, my brain is not wired to maintain. I suspect a lot of people listening are the same way. Your brain is wired to challenge yourself, go in there, and continue making progress. This is called progressive resistance exercise for a reason. And granted, there are a number of ways you can make it progressive, and you need to be more creative with those as time goes on. But in addition to a physical change, it's a very difficult mental or cerebral change to deal with these things. So thank God it wasn't something more serious. If I had to do anything different, I may have waited it out in the emergency room, because if something did happen, at least I was in the place for it. But until something like this happens, you really don't appreciate your health for what it is. I was thinking, my arm's never going to come back.
Huh.
And I have to go through life like this.
Well, worse, this thing is looming in the background forever now.
Right. right. You know, this, I'm going to have a massive stroke. But as I thought a little more about that, you can't live life that way. You know, you can't live life thinking, I'm going to have a massive stroke, because you may or you may not. When I went home from the ER, I honestly had this thought. If it's my time, it's my time. I've had a great life. I got to, through SHR, I got to live my dream. And how many people are able to say that? Yeah. So it's a coming to terms, folks, and it's a big change. Just be ready for it is what I'm telling you.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. I agree. All right, man. That's it. So check out CoachRobRegish.com to learn more. And buy a book or order some supplements. And we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.